Dear friends, first of all, thank you so much for your prayers when I was gone on retreat and a little bit of vacation. Know that I prayed for you while I was on retreat, and it's always great to go away just for a little bit, to come back like refreshed and revamped. So thank you so much, first of all, for your prayers. Know that I prayed for you, and it's wonderful to be back home. You know, the people that followed Jesus, the disciples numbered many more than 12. Most of them, we don't know their names. We don't know anything about them. They're not named in Scripture. But the people that followed Jesus would have been hundreds that followed him throughout Galilee and listened to his teachings. But from those many disciples, Jesus chose 72 for a special assignment. And this is all about what the gospel is about today. Jesus chooses these 72 for a special assignment, and he sends them out in pairs, sends them out two by two into whatever town that Jesus is about to visit. But notice what he says to them first, before he sends them out on mission. He says, first of all, it's going to be tough. He says, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. We know what kind of situation that brings. And then notice what he says to them. He says, go on your way, but you're not going to take a money bag, no sack, no sandals. Jesus even says, get right down to business, and basically says, don't talk to anyone, don't greet anyone on the road. In other words, get to work, because your work is great. So notice what Jesus does. Jesus sends them out empty-handed according to the things of this world. They don't have any money. They don't even have a second pair of shoes. He sends them out in such a worldly poor fashion so that they would be detached from the things of this world and so that they would rely completely upon Jesus and upon his grace. Notice they're probably like, Lord, we don't know how we're going to do this. We don't know what to expect, but look how they return. Even though they might have been questioning Jesus' motives when he sent them on mission, notice what Scripture says. It says that they return rejoicing. And what do they say to Jesus? They say, Jesus, even the demons flee whenever we proclaim your name. You see, they came to realize what it means to depend completely upon the Lord. Even though they seemed poor in the things that they took and in the eyes of the world, when they rely completely upon Jesus and the power of his grace, amazing things happen. Brothers and sisters, these 72, they were sent on mission. And from our baptism onwards, every Christian is also called by Christ. We are called to perform a mission in this life. I can remember when I was in college at the University of Dallas, my spiritual director sent me a little note, a little card. And in that card, he placed a holy card, and it had a meditation written by Blessed John Henry Newman. Now, it's coincidence actually this last week, the Holy Father announced that he's going to canonize Blessed John Henry Newman this October, so we're going to have another saint to intercede for us. But anyway, this meditation written by Cardinal Newman was entitled My Mission in Life. And I can remember the first time that I read it, it went like this. This is just part of it. Cardinal Newman says these words. He says, God has created me to do him some definite service. He has committed some work to me, which he has not committed to another. I have my mission. I shall do his work. Therefore, I will trust him. Whatever I am, I can never be thrown away. If I am in sickness, my sickness may serve him. In perplexity, my perplexity may serve him. If I am in sorrow, my sorrow may serve him. He does nothing in vain. He knows what he is about. You see, friends, God has created. What I want you to know and to understand today is that God has created you uniquely. And God has given you a purpose in this life that he has not given to the person next to you. That God has created you and brought you into existence in such a unique fashion that he has given you a purpose that is completely different than the person next to you, that is different than your spouse, different than your children, and that God has created you for a purpose, for a singular purpose, that he has not given to any other single human being to ever walk the face of this earth. Now, the temptation is to think that, you know, that everything's kind of random or by chance, right? That, yeah, I was born in 19-whatever, and I'm living in Wichita, Kansas, and I was raised by such and such, right? We can be tempted to think that this is all coincidental. But friends, with God, there are no coincidences. John Paul II used to say that coincidence doesn't exist in God. Everything God has a purpose, has a plan, that his providence guides everything. And so there is a particular reason, a particular rationale, a particular purpose that God has brought you into this world, into existence at this particular time and place. So my question to you is this. It is, what is your mission? What is your mission? What purpose has God given to you in particular in this life? And I ask you that question, what is your mission? Because you have one. Because you have one. There is a reason, and when we understand that there is a reason that I was put here, that I have a work that God wants me to do here and now in this life, this gives meaning to our lives. It gives significance to our lives. Friends, you know this, that our first and foremost mission, the first work that God has given us to do, is to be a saint. But we all have different ways that God wants us to be a saint. For you, it's to be a saint by being a lay person in the world, right? And that is a beautiful calling that you live the lay vocation, whether you're married or widowed or single, right? God has called you to be a lay person in this world, to bring Christ to this world, to make this world holy by living out your faith in this world. Consider for a moment, you know, sometimes we tend to, I don't know why, but we sometimes overlook the fact that there are many lay saints in the church. Take, for instance, St. Juan Diego. It was significant that God chose a layman to receive the message of Our Lady of Guadalupe, that his mission was to bring Our Lady's message that she wanted to establish the Catholic Church in the culture of the native Indians in Mexico, that he wanted to establish Catholicism within this culture, and his mission was to bring that message to the local bishop so that it could be spread abroad. Take, for instance, St. Gianna Beretta Mola. Her mission was to be a Catholic doctor. And then later on in life, she actually gave up her life for the sake of her child, which is a beautiful and such a life-giving story. Take, for instance, two new saints that we have, St. Louis and Zelie Martin. Many people, sometimes we're not so familiar with them. They were actually the parents of St. Therese. The parents of St. Therese, I forget how many children they had, maybe six or seven. But I think five or six of them became Carmelite sisters. Their mission was not necessarily to just send their children into religious life, but their mission was to raise this family of children and to help them discern God's call in their life. Today our task is to ask God, God, what mission have you given me? What particular purpose have you brought me into this world? Know that God has created you uniquely, but God has not created you randomly. He's created you uniquely, but not at random. That you have a purpose that he has not given to anyone else to walk the face of this earth. What is our job? Our job is to say, Lord, give me the light to see. Illumine my mind that I may know, what mission have you given me? What work have you given me to do? What is my purpose in this life? But most importantly, give me the grace to continue saying yes to that. Yes, Lord, let me see, what is this work that you have given to me to do? What way do you want me to become a saint? But second, give me the grace to say yes. Give me the grace to become the person and the saint that you have created me to be, to perform this work, this purpose in my life, to give glory to you. May it be so. Amen.